fighting for that goal line. He's in for the touchdown. A fade to black moment at Soldier Field.
Matt has the it factor, you know, and I think it starts with him playing quarterback his whole life. Just a natural charisma, a natural leadership that people are drawn to, and I think that's carried in through his, you know, his coaching career. He loves this game and the passion that he has. That's infectious. That's what I have, and I think it's good to have that together.
So, do you breathe a little bit now? The fun's just beginning, right,
yeah,
Ryan?
Yeah, you breathe a little bit. You know, it's. I feel so proud to walk in the building with Matt. But now, here we go. And yeah. As soon as we're done with this today, you know, we're on to the staff. You're only as good as the people around you. And I can't wait to attack that with him. I'm proud to be able to pair with Matt and attack our plan for success together. With that, I'd like to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy.
Was there a moment in the interview where you said, I got to get this guy? I have to get this guy.
There was a couple moments, to be honest with you, Jeff, in the interview where I was like, man, just our philosophies and our approaches. And he would tell stories or give examples of situations. And there were so many parallels where I just feel like things aligned very well.
I'd like to thank the McCaskey family for believing in me, providing me the opportunity to become the 16th coach of the NFL's founding franchise, the Chicago Bears. And I got to tell you, man, that feels good.
So he nails his interview hours after a playoff game, a rough loss in a playoff game. It can't be easy.
I thought about it, and I talked to, you know, George and Ted prior to the interview. I said, hey, this guy's, you know, he's coming in straight from this playoff loss. You know, that's emotional. And I had spoken to his agent and said, hey, if we need to push this back or if we need to make some adjustments, I want to be respectful of his emotions right now. And instead of pushing it back, Matt made it earlier. So I think it said something, you know. But then when he came in, there was no script. There was no, it was just a very natural, authentic person that it's, hey, this is who I am. This is what you're going to get.
Take us into his football mind.
That's exciting because of all the creative things that he does. And you know, it's an explosive offense that's well-balanced, that utilizes the talent that he has. I love that he's creative and aggressive. And I think there's things he pulls from the Arena League, from college football, blending with the, you know, the old school West Coast philosophies of Andy Reid. And I think that's really valuable.
He mentioned Andy Reid a lot, clearly, as he mentioned, it's his mentor. He is a son of a coach on top of it. It seems to me there's a bunch of people through his lineage that he can draw from experience-wise. Would you agree?
That's very strong. And it's something we were kind of looking for and talking about. You know, who's your coaching tree? Who's your mentors? Who can you lean on? He definitely has that with Andy Reid. They couldn't be closer. I think that helps, you know, to have somebody you can lean on and call at a moment's notice and go through experiences together. And I think he definitely has that with Coach Reid, and that's a pretty strong connection.
Does he share your vision, which has been quite clear to anyone who's ever spoken to you about the type of person you want in that locker room? Does he want those similar types of players?
Yeah, there's a lot of shared visions and philosophies on things. And then there's a couple things that are good where we can, you know, he's had this experience and I've had this experience, and we can talk that out and mesh that together and kind of pull the best from each experiences that we've had and put that together for our way.
Lastly, everybody wants to continually bring up, okay, here's the coach for Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. He is one of 53 players each week that suit up to play football and 46 that are active on game day. It's much more than that, correct?
No doubt. And, you know, everybody talks about the quarterback position, and rightfully so. It's
absolutely
the most important position. But when you're hiring a head coach, it's a leader of men, you know, a leader of 53 guys on our roster, you know, an entire coaching staff. So Matt's really good with the quarterbacks. That's well noted. He's a very bright offensive mind. That's well noted. But way beyond that, he's a natural leader. He's got great character, great passion for the game that I think translate to being a great head coach.